This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on.
There it goes. Deep left, it is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, today's Call of the Day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Saturday afternoon before the Knick game.
Okay.
I get an email from our pal, CEO of Surfside, Clem Pappas. He goes, "So how about we get a little friendly bet going?"
Okay. Knicks like when Sixers. The mayors from the different towns do it?
I'm like, all
right. Let's go.
You got my attention. If the Sixers win the series, I agreed to wear a Joel Embiid jersey for an entire week.
Ugh.
Probably an Embiid jersey, a Surfside hat. Yeah, Joel Embiid.
Like, on the air.
You want to make me, yeah. For an entire week, right, during the show, an entire week. Like, Iverson, one thing, Joel Embiid.
What are you winning?
A pallet of Surfside to the Fan.
Oh, okay.
I go. Oh, how about you send it to my address? I'll hand it out to the Knicks fans.
I was going to say, send it to your home.
No. Well, we're doing it for the station.
Yeah, let's do it for us.
Yeah. Well, you and I will take the majority and then hand them out accordingly. No.
Oh, man.
Let's hope the Knicks can actually win because I don't want to. Yeah. This is for me. There's risk and there's reward. Everybody else here, it's no risk. It's just me.
Well, that's what I said. They got no skin of the game.
Well, other than the embarrassment of, you know, the Knicks losing to the Philadelphia 76ers and New York getting beat by Philly.
I just saw Maxey is questionable.
So he's been
with
upgraded?
An illness. He's questionable.
Right. Oh, and that's what we said before? Did we say he was?
I don't know that we had an official term. I just saw that during the break.
He was questionable.
Oh, it was the same? Okay, so it was the same thing. And obviously Embiid's on the injury report. So, you know, even if Maxey plays, and you'd have to think, you know, pretty important game too.
And
unless
illness.
He's really bet down, he's going to play. I think.
What did he do? A little too much partying.
Food poisoning? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
He looked great in game one. He's a player, man.
Oh, Tyrese Maxey. That's to me the like the Embiid stuff. And Embiid is amazing when he's right. I feel like Maxey is more unstoppable. Like he just gets to the lane and gets to the rim and does whatever he wants.
Yeah.
He's good.
And if those shots, more of them start to fall, Knicks are going to be in trouble, man. Look, I can't wait to watch the game tonight, get home, put it on. By the way,
yes.
Real quick on that note, you want to talk something else about bothering me? Now, this actually did bother me.
What is
you
it?
You didn't get impacted by this because you watched it on DVR.
Start. Well,
dude, said 6 o'clock all week.
What time did it start?
Like 6:30.
It was that much later?
Yes, I can understand 6:05, 6:07. People are planning their days around it. Like, this is a big deal.
I know it is. I almost got more impacted, even though that's a pain in the ass. That's frustrating.
DVR.
Well, before I go to the field in the morning, I DVR, boom. And I'm like, let me give myself 30 minutes extra. Overtime, a lot of whistles, fouls, whatever. So as we're getting to the end of the game, for those of you who missed it, I DVR'd the whole thing. I didn't watch it until 9:25 at night when I got back from my son's baseball games in Staten Island. And I didn't know what happened, didn't check the score, didn't look at a text, did not even open my phone at all. So I'm looking and I'm like, oh my God, I only have 6 minutes and 12 seconds left on the DVR.
Yeah.
And there's 3.5 minutes left in the game. Like, it was close.
Yeah. It's a problem. And you always got to go in that spot. I just go like extra 2 hours, record the 2 hours.
Yeah, just to make sure you don't get lesson learned there,
but do people who, like, I'm planning my entire day around it, as many others, I'm sure, for a 6 o'clock tip. Six means, all right, 6:05, 6:07.
6:07,
not 6:30.
But why was it? Just to extend the pregame, or did the previous game run late?
I will say, though, that delay, because I was going to watch it on ESPN, that delay made me watch it on MSG.
Mm.
Gus was phenomenal.
Gus is the best. I love so is Breen. Gus, I love Gus.
Gus on the call made me enjoy that game 10 times more than I would have if it were literally anybody else. So kudos to
Gus.
Without
Reddick ruining things. I might get a little Gus tonight, maybe. You know, I watched
the
ESPN.
He was great. I'm definitely going back to Gus.
Gus. You know that.
Yeah.
Allen Houston on the front rim. Oh, man. So do you think they win tonight? Two questions. Do they win?
I don't know, man.
What do you mean you don't know? Do they win? Do you think they're going to win? Okay.
No, I don't.
Which is consistent with what you saw from the other night. So
I think we're looking at 1-1 going there.
So evidently, you don't think Brunson bounces back and does what he does.
I do think he could. He'll be better, but it's not going to be enough to overcome.
Interesting. I think they're going to win. I think Brunson's going to remind everybody, for those who may have forgotten, those national dopes, that he is a superstar. And if they don't win this game, then it's going even deeper than maybe I thought. I think you got to bag this win. Embiid's banged up. Maxie's a little sick. Get the dub. Let the guard rock. Just don't annoy Sal. Don't chant anything
I'm
after the game.
I'm assuming they both play for the record. What's saying Knicks are going to lose? That means Maxie and Embiid both play for the record. If they don't, then it's different.
All right. We're back tomorrow. Everybody have an outstanding Monday. We've got the Yankees coming up next. Pre-game show right here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.